It is 59 degrees now. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden hoping to step up pressure on the Israeli government to reach an agreement on freeing all the hostages that are currently being held by Hamas. In Israel, protests continue across the country against Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Israelis want a ceasefire. Netanyahu isn't budging.
These murderers executed 6 of our hostages. They shot them in the back of the head. That's what's changed. And now after this, we're asked to show seriousness? We're asked to make concessions? What message does this send Hamas?
That was at a news conference on Monday. Pope Francis has started a major trip, the longest of his papacy so far. He landed in Jakarta, Indonesia today. He'll visit 4 countries over 12 days. It's a day off the campaign trail for both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. They're both taking part in debate prep, their first showdown taking place a week from tonight on ABC. This is ABC News. Russia launching a new and deadly attack into Ukraine this morning.
President Zelensky in a video says 2 Russian ballistic missiles did the damage in the Poltava region, hitting an educational facility and nearby hospital. The strike appears to be one of the deadliest carried out by Russia since the outbreak of war. One of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. A rescue operation is ongoing. Some have been pulled from the rubble. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Getting underway today in Germany, the trial of former Volkswagen head Martin Winterkorn. He is facing charges in connection with the illegal software loaded on cars in the U.S. that let them get around emissions tests. And no more X in Brazil. The Supreme Court there upholding a ban on the social media network. The justices saying it refused to block accounts spreading disinformation. People caught using X could be fined thousands of dollars. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Get ready for this year's Richland County Fair, happening September 4th through the 8th. This year's fair is packed with action. Watch the swine show Friday morning at 8 a.m., catch the dairy show on Saturday, and cheer on the young farmers in the Little Riches Showmanship Contest on Sunday. Feel the thrill as the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers take over the grandstand Friday night at 7. And on Saturday, don't miss the live performance by country music's Ashley Ryan. Show starts at 8 p.m. If you're looking for fun and games, Mr. Ed's Magical Midway opens daily with rides and attractions for the whole family. And on Children's Day Saturday, there's even more fun with a pedal pull and special balloon creations. Save with season gate prices or enjoy daily entry for just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Special rates apply on Saturday for seniors, military, and first responders. Please attend the Richland County Fair September 4th through the 8th. Oh, the places you'll show. For details, call 608-647-6859. At the Richland County Fair. A high in the mid to upper 70s today. For tonight, mainly clear and a bit chilly with patchy fog, a low of 50. Lots of sunshine and mild on Wednesday and a high of 80. Thursday, 81 with a 40% chance of a few scattered showers. And cooler on Friday, 68 with stray light showers possible.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to our morning show from WRCO. We are here to talk about some great events going on this week in our area, including one that is happening this very Saturday. Marilyn Gilligan and George McConkie are in the studio to talk about an upcoming memorial ride. So, Marilyn, this is one that is near and dear to you, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you for having us, Phil. Yeah, it was my best friend, Marilyn McCone. She was Marilyn Carley, and she passed last year. And we had a ride for her last year. We didn't have that many bikes, family and friends in that. And this year, the family would like to raise money for the Lions Camp for vision-impaired adults to pay for the adults to go that can't afford it. Marilyn, when she passed, had donated her eyes. And so two people now see because of that. So the family just wants to do that again and help the vision impaired.
That's the focus of the Lions in general, isn't it?
This has nothing to do with it's for the Lions Camp. Yes, you're right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. That they have a lot to do with vision impaired. And so I think it was a great idea for the family to pick that particular thing.
Most definitely. And doing it in her memory. You have great memories of her?
Oh, absolutely. I met her in third grade, and we found out we only lived two blocks away from each other. And after that, we were best friends forever. So it's a wonderful thing when you have your best friend with you all the time in school. It's a good thing.
The description on there, biker babe, loving wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. She had a lot of titles, didn't
she? Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She would take anybody in and help anybody with anything. Yeah, she was one of those angels. So, yes, it was wonderful knowing her.
So you had a lot of response for last year, and you're hoping for better response this year, I'm guessing.
Yes, we are, you know, because it's really going for a good cause. Last year was more of just a memorial ride for Marilyn because she loved to ride. This year, you know, I told the family that if they wanted to pick a cause every year, that they pick the cause and we'll ride for it and see what we can come up with. And there's a lot of bikers out there that are willing to ride and have a good time riding. And there's a lot of raffle prizes, 50-50 raffle we'll have. We'll have a meal about halfway through or so in the ride for a free will offering. Yeah, and it's going to be a beautiful day. It is.
I think when you plan an event in September, you have a pretty good fighting chance it's going to be pretty good.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. I was hoping that it would be a beautiful day, and it will be. Yes, it will.
We'll bring on George McConkie as well. George, looks like you hit a home run with this one this weekend. That forecast sounds like it's going to be a good day to ride.
Sounds like a great day to ride. It's been pretty hot lately, and that takes some of the fun out of the motorcycle riding when it's so darn hot. But I think this is going to be the perfect weather, and sun's going to shine, and everybody's going to have a great time.
So tell me about the route.
Okay, well, we're going to take some... If you've ever been on George's rides before, there's always some windy twisties out there, and we've got some of them again this year. We'll be making a couple of stops. Soldiers Grove will be a stop, Ferryville. And then once we get to Ferryville, we got that beautiful stretch up the Great River Road there, 35, right along the Mississippi. We're pretty lucky in this part of the state for the beautiful hills and valleys. And 45 minutes away from here is the Great Mississippi. So I'm looking forward to people seeing some beautiful country. Hopefully we get some people maybe from out of the area who haven't experienced it yet. But we'll ride up 35 up to Genoa, and that, as Marilyn said, we'll have a meal stop there. And then back over toward Viroqua, And on 56 there, you got a lot of hills, valleys. You get up on top of them hills somewhere up there, and it seems like you can see forever. You know, and then you drop down into the valley, and there's a little river running down through there. We go through Romance, and I mean, with Marilyn, we had gone as Hombre members, went to the old Romance Blues Festival.
You found Romance in George.
Yes. Yeah. Romance in Romance. But, you know, we did that for a few years. First time I ever got to see Skeeter Lewis. So, a little nostalgia for some of us going through Romance this year. And then we'll make a stop at the Eagles Club in Viroqua. Great bunch of people. And then end up back at the Legion where we started.
Tell me how a ride works then as well. You're going to have some raffles and things going on all along?
Sure. All the stops, I think we'll do a raffle. The businesses we stop at like to donate something for a raffle prize. And so everybody gets a chance to win something. And we raise some money for a great cause for the Lions Camp for the blind and disabled, and this is going for camperships for adult blinds and visually impaired people. Lions Camp is an amazing, amazing place. We rode up there as when we were hombres. We did a club ride up there and got a tour and got to see everything. And it's the things they can do for kids with disabilities and adults. It's just fantastic.
I know that you're always one to jump in and help out a cause, but I'm guessing when you saw that, that probably hit home that, hey, this is a good one to be behind, isn't it?
You bet. I mean, we donate with our Smiles for a Child. Some of that donation goes to the Lions Camp because Smiles for Child always been about the kids. And like I said, once we took that trip up there, we were hooked.
It gives motorcycle enthusiasts the chance to get out, but it's all kinds of vehicles, isn't it?
Right. It doesn't matter what you ride. We just want more bodies and have people to have a good time and enjoy some memories of Maryland. If you got some, we share them along the way and just enjoy the camaraderie and just have a great time on a great day.
Indeed. And I think the fall is, of all times to ride in one of these, it's got to be the best.
Oh, yeah. It gets better as it gets later when the colors start to change. It's a fall ride through these beautiful hills is just real nice.
Mm-hmm. Off the subject, though, you mentioned Smiles for a Child. So all systems go for that this year? Are you working on getting ready for that?
Yep, we're working on that. We've done it for 30-some years, so it's still work, but we know what we need to do to make it successful.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Marilyn, in fact, you're involved with that as well. So,
oh, yeah.
Are you working on that as well? So, I think you were on the morning show about this time last year, kind of.
Yeah,
getting
I think George and one of the Lions are going to be coming on it soon. You'll mm-hmm. be seeing him again and talking about that. Yeah, and actually, Marilyn and Marilyn's husband Doug were the people that thought of let's do a charity thing for children. For something for Christmas years ago. And that's when we had the contest to find out after we used Toys for Tots for a few years. So Marilyn was an original Hombres member of our group. Yeah, until they moved away to Baraboo years after that. But yeah, it's going to be a great time. And Smiles coming up. Think about that, everybody in the community. This community just gives and gives all the time. It's wonderful. Both causes to help the people, the vision impaired. And then with Smiles coming up, Christmas is, believe it or not, just around the corner, Phil.
I know. That's true. But that really ties it in where you mentioned that Marilyn was one of those on the ground floor of
yep.
Smiles for a Child. And now, you know,
yep.
we're remembering her and,
exactly.
and giving back. So.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It will be great.
Could you talk about your prizes? Have you anything lined up for door prizes?
Oh, so we have some, I mean, from different... establishments in Richland Center, like Brandon down at Pizza Hut gave us a $50 gift certificate. There's some Harley necklaces. There's what else do we have? There's several necklaces because a lot of the ladies really like to buy the raffle prize tickets and get in on that. But there's things that you can put in your front yard, like a big motorcycle that says welcome. Just trying to think of all the things that I've got at home. TKO's has given us a coupon for a discount on a prime rib dinner. Yeah, there's just all kinds of different things. Ace Hardware has given us gift cards. So yeah, it's not as big as what we do for Smiles as far as raffle prizes, but we've got a lot of nice things, a lot of really nice things. And then we'll do a 50-50 raffle, and we usually wait, and depends on how many bikes we have. So we might just do one if we don't have that many bikes, or if there's a lot of people, we'll do two 50-50 raffles. And of course, everybody knows that you buy tickets, and half of the money goes to the cause that we're riding for, and the other half goes to the person with the winning ticket.
And then George mentioned, too, you'll have some surprises at the stops, too. Some
right.
of those people will be donating things, too.
Right. So. Usually, whenever we have a ride, when George pre-rides it and figures out where we're riding, he'll ask the person at the establishment at the bar where we're stopping or wherever and say, you know, do you have something you might want to donate? T-shirts, hat, cozies, whatever. And so then we'll raffle those at each bar and to thank the bar for having us there, too.
You go out and pre-ride this, George, huh?
I think I've done this ride 3 times already. You want to keep in touch with the businesses, let them know, and you know, road construction, you never know. So you can ride it 1 week and go back 2 weeks later, and you can't take the same road. So I just like to make sure that it's going to be a nice ride, scenic. I like the windy, twisty roads, and so I'm sure the everybody else riding wants to have a really nice time and enjoy the ride.
You probably had people over the years say, George, where are we going?
Oh, yeah.
As some of the clubs going, so, where are we going? We're lost.
You ever get lost, George?
No.
No, okay.
Maybe starting out, you know, but once you ride it, then once you get it down. Yeah, if I can find a goat path, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. We did that last year. We did a little goat path last year.
Well, the less travel are safer in some ways, too, aren't they?
Well, yeah, less traffic and all that. But like I said, you'll see some scenic spots that you wouldn't normally see because you're out on the main highways, you know. So you get on them back roads and enjoy the scenery. Because we definitely live in one of the most beautiful parts of this state.
Yeah, we unfortunately take it for granted sometimes.
We drive by these things.
What are the prices if people want to get involved in the ride?
$10 per person or $15 for a couple, and that all that money will go toward the Lions Camp donation.
Mm-hmm. And a nice meal available too along the way too.
Yep, the third stop there in Genoa, we're gonna have Marilyn's in charge of that. Ham sandwiches, salads. Cheeses and
cookies,
stuff like that,
stuff like that,
bars and cookies, and just make it a free will offering. You eat as many ham sandwiches as you want. Well, I see you're smiling now.
Do you have a sidecar, George?
Yeah. Do you want us to stop by and drop you off a sandwich? But and just we want everybody to have a good time, enjoy the fellowship, tell some stories and memories about Marilyn if you know some, you know, if you knew her, and just another raise some money for a good cause.
You leave from the Legion.
We'll be leaving it from the Legion at noon, and we'll end up back at the Legion. Should be probably 5 o'clock-ish or so.
Mm-hmm. It's a little afternoon, you know, to do a good ride. And George always does a really good job. But whenever we have a ride, I'm like, George, would you do this? And he's like, sure. He goes and finds the path he wants to take. Yeah, and then last week, the family and my husband, Gillian, and George, we pre-wrote it just to check it out and see it, and it's a very nice ride. George has done an excellent job again this year, and it's just a beautiful ride on a beautiful day it's going to be. Mm-hmm.
Get you home before dark then, too.
Yep. Yes, and I will go a little slower on certain spots that I wasn't real slow on the pre-ride, but, you know, you get into them windy twisties, you like to crank it out a little bit, yeah.
That's what you do on the pre-ride.
Yes, yeah. Pre-ride.
Pre-ride. So. Well, it sounds like a great time. You've hit a home run weather-wise there. Anything else either you'd like to add about it?
Well, we just would like everybody that can hear us, come on out.
And I'd like to tell the community, they always help us with everything we've ever done, that if you can't come and you would like to donate to for the family to give to the Lions Camp for the Vision Impaired, you can just send me a check, just like you do through Smiles. You know, send it to Marilyn Gilligan at 865 South James Street in Richland Center. And we're going to take one big check and present to the family, and they're going to take it up to Roush, to the Lions Camp, and present it up there.
And if somebody missed that, they could also, I'm sure, drop it off of the American Legion, too.
I'm sure they could do that, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and George will pick those up and take care of that, and then we'll get it all to the family, and they can take it up to them. It'll be wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I just like to see again say thank you to the community for all the support that they've given us, everything that we've done over the years.
Absolutely.
It's a good, close-knit little community.
Yeah,
glad to live here.
Definitely is. Good point, George. And you'll be coming back talking about smiles before too long.
I'll be back before too long.
Yep. About those new toys that you have to pre-play with.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that before, and we had some fun with some of them.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that time's coming. Well, good luck with your ride this
weekend.
Thank
you very much, Phil.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in. Marilyn Gilligan, George McConkie talking about the Memorial Ride for Marilyn McCone. It's this Saturday, September 7th, and it leaves at noon from the American Legion Post 13. Proceeds going to the Lions Camp for Vision.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the back-to-school supply drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Get $15 back right now with mail-in rebate and gallons of Cabot Stain. Cabot Stain comes in an oil-based or water-based formula and is available as transparent, semi-transparent, or solid colors. Cabot Stains are pigmented for extra UV protection from the sun, water, and extreme conditions and are ideal for siding, fences, or decks. Save $15 right now with mail-in or online rebate on gallons of Cabot Stain at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animal Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animal Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
It is September, first day of school, and we're starting to think about fall events today on the morning show and all the homecomings and the school fairs in the area, River Valley and Ithaca both having those. And in today to talk about the upcoming Bulldog Block Challenge is Courtney Urban from Ithaca Schools. How you doing, Courtney?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing really well.
Good.
Yes. You were on just a year ago, and yeah. Seems like that time has passed.
It comes so fast every year.
It does. You told me you've been involved in this how many years?
7 years. And it blows my mind every single time I figure it out.
Well, the Bulldog Block Challenge has survived.
Yeah.
And last year it went really well, didn't it?
Yeah, we're thriving. Not just survive, but we're thriving. We have done it... Let's see here. Kevin Hauser started this off with a bang. I think we figured out 11 years ago. Kevin, if I'm wrong, I apologize. But we started it off then. There was a small hiatus, and then we picked it back up in 2018, 17, one of those 2 years. And every year, we've just kind of been fine-tuning, and I think it's been great. We obviously had to take a little bit of a break during COVID. We had a virtual run that year. But people have come and support the Ithaca Foundation very, very faithfully for the last 7 years. And I appreciate every single one of the people who sponsor, volunteer, race. I mean, it's been great support every single year that we've done it. So we've been very thankful.
Can people still run virtually
if
they'd like?
That was a really good thing that came out of the COVID situation is we did a virtual option for those who wanted to remain in their homes or around their homes. We kept it because the Ithaca Fair is a really busy day. We got a lot of things going on from the auction to people doing the breakfast for the band fundraiser to people just getting their stuff ready for the fair itself or wanting to spend their time with their family that day because it's a fun event. So we kept the virtual option and you're able to do that at any time, at any place and still support the Ithaca Foundation by filling out a registration form and still get a goodie bag. I drop it off personally. So
how far is the Bulldog Block Challenge? I mean,
so it's a little farther than a 5K.
Okay.
Each loop around Ithaca, you run the whole town. Each loop around it is 1.8 miles. You do it two times, so that's 3.6. It's about a 6K that you run. And that's if you choose to do the running option. If you do the walking option, it's just one loop around, so it's 1.8 miles. It's a really, really enjoyable, beautiful run. I was noticing it. I actually was running it this morning, and I noticed how beautiful the scenery is. You know, when you live in Ithaca, you just kind of get used to it. And then when you really look, it's a beautiful run. Beautiful run.
You must be in pretty good shape then, because if I'd be looking down and going, you know,
I have really loud music going, so I can't hear the breathing. That's the whole point. That's why you listen to music, so you can't hear yourself breathe.
But you're looking around. Yeah,
looking around is very, it's a beautiful place to run. And I don't know. I just think it's cool that you get to run in the same community that you're supporting. Kind of get to look around and see what your money is going towards. Small town, just great folks.
And the Ithaca Foundation, are there some pet projects that they're looking forward to?
So in the past, I know they had done the water fountains in there, the filling the water bottle. And then they also helped a lot with the softball lights above the field. And now they were looking forward to doing an electronic marquee on Highway 58. I know that's something that they've looked forward to doing for a while. They also helped when Liz Niemeyer was the choir director at Ithaca. They helped make a stage for the Christmas program, and that was in the old gym. So they help and they allow the school to go above and beyond the budgeted financials and kind of do the extras that make the community enjoy what the school is.
That's very important these days.
It is. It's really important. I mean, schools around the country are feeling pinches financially, and it's so important for small communities to rally around the schools that they have. And with my husband working there and my kids growing up in that community, we want to do everything that we can to make Ithaca School District thrive in every way possible. So when I had the opportunity to get involved with the Ithaca Foundation, it was a no-brainer.
It's a great thing for people to get up and move and groove a little bit too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the Bulldog Block Challenge is a really great option. We're not trying to qualify you for the Boston Marathon. It's not an intense race. It's not intimidating. In fact, it's probably one of the most fun races I've seen. We've got Gary Gutknick, who's going to do some music, make sure everybody is having fun and just enjoying their time. We're going to have coffee for the racers. We're going to have their goodie bags. You're going to have long sleeve t-shirts for those who pre-register from Garden Hill Graphics. He's always been so kind. He donates the cost of a t-shirt every single year, and then we just pay above and beyond a little bit to make sure we have those performance t-shirts for the pre-registrants. But Garden Hill Graphics has been so generous every single year. It's just a fun family event. We have kids who walk it with their parents. We have kids who run it too. Last year, I remember specifically a kid ran their heart out. I think she was 9. She finished 2 laps and she was spent, but she did so well. I mean, this is a family event, not just for hardcore runners. This is for anybody, any age.
What is the cost, Courtney?
The cost, $25 per participant, 11 and up. If you are 10 and under, you're free. So if you have kids 10 and under, I highly encourage, make it a family thing. Make it a family walk in the morning of the Ithaca Fair. But it's $25 per participant, 11 and up, and 10 and under are free. Those 10 and under will still receive a t-shirt. I think a really reasonably priced race. And the goodie bag itself last year was $32 worth of merchandise. So from a strictly financial standpoint, you come out ahead, people. So we're really excited to have the sponsorships that we do to make it a fun event for those of you who sign up. But we also wanted to make it affordable and encourage those to support the Ithaca Foundation.
That's very, very reasonable for all that you get, isn't it?
I'm shocked every year at the generosity of our community. We got Christie's Sunnyside Bakery. I mean, those are the first things my kids are excited about, those monster cookies that go in the bag. We got Culver's, we have Oakwood Fruit Farm. Everybody gets a medal, which is the spirit of the age, the participation part. But we're just excited to have you and thank everybody for being a part of it. You got the long sleeve t-shirt. Williams and Pierce Dental, they help you by giving you a toothbrush and some toothpaste. We've got coupons from Little Corner and Los Amigos, and we just want to encourage people to give back to the community too, right? Those businesses are supporting the race, but then you're able to support them by going in and using the stuff that they offer. So we have really generous businesses in our area, and I hope that we can support them as well as a community.
The Ithaca Fair and Homecoming is a little later this year, Courtney.
It is, which means it's going to be a nice, cool run. You will not sweat like crazy, ideally. I guess it can surprise us. But the nice thing about it being in October is it's going to be a really nice, cool, crisp run. And that's always more fun than feeling like you're going to die halfway through because of the heat. So it's a good thing. It is later, though, October the 12th. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
That might be the latest Ithaca Fair that I ever remember.
Yes, I know that it is the later one that I have been a part of. I was thankful to have a couple extra week with just having another kid. So it was nice to have another couple weeks to get things done.
So the new arrival
yes.
for your family,
yes.
will they be making a trip around the big block during that time? Or
well,
not?
Definitely we'll have a presence. I don't think we're going to make our way around the block that morning.
I'm going to have the halter or the backpack with them or something.
He probably will be strapped on.
Yep.
but we'll be doing registration and making sure that people get their times at the end and make sure they get their goodie bag. And I really am excited to award the prizes to the first female finisher and the first male finisher. Every single year that I have been a part of this, it has been Joellen Neef and mm-hmm. Tommy Franklin. And the last couple years, we've actually had a monetary prize for the winners. And I tell them, this is your registration fee for the next so many years. So hopefully they're coming back. Mm-hmm. But I challenge anyone, get up and move it and beat Joellen Neef and beat Tommy Franklin. I challenge anyone to do it.
You still have some time to train right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. That's why I was so excited that I was able to get in so early is there's plenty of time. Pre-registration is due by the 20th of September, and that guarantees your long sleeve performance t-shirt. And trust me, you're going to want to get that. When you do your registration, I encourage you to order a size smaller shirt than you typically would. They do run big, and that is the number one response that I get from especially women. They order what they typically would get in a blend t-shirt, and they're like, wow, this was really big. Order a size down, and you're going to be very, very happy with it. But that's due by September the 20th. So today being the 3rd, you have plenty of time to get that registration form. You can pick that up at the Ithaca School District at Richards Insurance, or if you go to the Ithaca Fair page on Facebook, there is a link that you can click to print off your own document. And you can send that in, turn it in to the Ithaca School District, you can turn it in to Richards Insurance, or you can mail it to me, and my address is perfectly stated on the registration.
You can also find out a little bit more about the Ithaca Foundation, I believe, can't you?
Absolutely, yes. So if you want to look up information about the Ithaca Foundation, one, there are some people in our community who are associated with it. You can talk to Kevin Hauser, you can talk to Rob Richards, and they would be so excited to tell you about what they're doing. I know they do another fundraiser. Typically, it's a trivia night, but we just try and do different things within the community at different times of the year to keep fundraising happening.
Which I think is important, you know, kind of drawing in the alumni and the community. And,
yeah.
You know.
And that's what one thing I noticed about the virtual option is there were even people from different areas of the state who were saying, hey, I'm with you. I'm going to support the Ithaca Foundation, but I'm going to do it from Green Bay. I'm going to do it from La Crosse. Obviously, they weren't with us that morning, but they were with us in spirit, just like we have a lot of alumni who are all across the country. So if you do listen to this in the archives of WRCO and you're from a different area, I encourage you still fill out a registration form and do it virtually with us. And I will ship you the goodie bag. You will get it. But yeah, we try and involve as much alumni as possible.
Explain how the virtual part of it works, Courtney.
Good question. So basically, we're just trying to encourage you to get out and get moving with your family. If you want to do a virtual walk, we encourage you to go for that 1.5 to 2 mile range. If you want to do the run, we encourage you to do about a 5K, 6K, which is between 3.1 and 3.6. Another fun thing to do is I'm going to make a Facebook page for the Bulldog Block Challenge this year. And if you want, you can take a picture of yourself completing the Bulldog Block Challenge virtually and post it on the Bulldog Block Challenge page just to be a part of the community and be able to see how many people are actually taking part of this.
Okay. Well, let me give you a little bit of a story, a little history about the build. It used to be the Big Block Challenge, right?
That's correct.
You kind of changed the name a little bit.
Yes.
But running the Big Block back in my era, that was punishment. And so there was a young teacher at that time by the name of Gary Gutkenecht.
Yes.
Yep. And you mentioned he'll be there doing your emceeing.
Yes. Okay.
And for discipline, for yours truly, and another gentleman in the area, Marty Richards, and another gentleman, he made us run that every night for 2 weeks. We had to run, it. And yours truly was not that fleet of feet. I still am not, but I really wasn't then. And the other two would get ahead of me, and he would make them do push-ups until I caught up to them.
Oh.
So, yeah, that was some pretty good punishment.
I bet that was really good for your relationship together, too.
Yeah, yeah. We're, somehow Gukinek and I are friends today, but...
That's fantastic.
So whenever you mention the bulldog, I shudder a little bit because I think back to...
Chill down your spine,
discipline,
I'm sure.
Discipline back in the day.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That is really interesting, and I understand if people feel a little hesitant now. Gary, what you doing to me? But that's all right.
No, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Yeah. And, you know, I'm all about redeeming things. So if you want to ever run the Bulldog Block Challenge and do it in a joy-filled environment, no discipline.
Yeah, maybe.
get right back on that horse and try again.
I got to rehab. Otherwise, I'm going to hop the Bulldog Challenge.
Oh,
but otherwise,
yes. Maybe
you know,
next year.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next
yeah.
year.
But it's
yes.
funny because, you know, because I go to a lot of these races and you see people from, you know, all shapes and sizes
mm-hmm.
and all abilities and
oh, yeah.
some new runners and some that have been running all their lives.
And some who, I have one lady who walks it every single year. And this lady is probably mid-70s. She doesn't do it to do it quickly. She doesn't do it to do it, you know, for the Boston Marathon training. She does it because it's good. It's good for her. It's good to get out and be in the community, be with friends, see people, be in community. But I love that. Even sometimes more so than the strong runners who come in and can do the whole thing. I like seeing people who can... just get up in the morning and do something good for the community, do something good for themselves, which sometimes is just a little walk. It's great. It's fantastic. So I encourage everybody to be a part of the Bulldog Block Challenge.
On the 12th of October, what time does it start again, Courtney?
7 a.m. is our start time. We're going to start registration at 6:30. If you had already gotten your registration form in, all you'll have to do is pick up your goodie bag and you'll be ready to go. If you haven't... turned in your registration form and you're a last minute type of person, you'll have to fill out the form and then you will be still getting a goodie bag. It just won't have the long sleeve dry fit t-shirt. It'll have a short sleeve like poly blend one in it. So you'll still get all of the benefits. So even if it's a last minute decision, still come, still get your goodie bag and still be a part of the Bulldog Block Challenge.
A long sleeve t-shirt is kind of unique for runs too as well. It seems like you don't get those very often.
Yeah. You know, in my head, I was like, how often are, we're not around sporting events very often in the summer because school is out. You got football games that are late at night and you're going to want something a little bit warmer. You got basketball games in the winter that you're going to want to wear a long sleeve. And I'm just trying to think of what people are going to wear the most. Most likely it's going to be a long sleeve poly or dry fit blend. So we kind of upgraded to that after our second or third year. And we've gotten really, really good reviews from that. People really enjoy the t-shirts.
It starts early enough in the day as well. If you want to take in all the sights and sounds of the Ithaca Fair, you get that the race done and you can do whatever you want.
This is the first event of the day. So what's really nice is we started at 7. Typically, we're done before the 8 o'clock hour. And what's fun is that you see people go over to take part in the breakfast right after the race, or they can still get to the auction, or they're there already for the parade, and they can get a really good spot. It starts your Ithaca Fair Day off right.
It does. Mm-hmm. Gets you a good parking space, too.
Yes. Thank you for bringing up parking, Phil. I really appreciate that. So with the Bulldog Block Challenge, if you could park at the school lot and walk yourself to the town garage, that would help the most. We have our amazing police department sets up no parking signs all the way around the loop to make sure that it's a safe environment and not too congested for anybody. So we ask that you park at the school parking lot and then make your way to the town garage at 7 a.m. That's going to help us the most.
goes from the town garage backwards. So Willow Creek Road, right?
Willow Creek Road to N to 58.
To 58.
Yep. And you just keep turning left. We like to say we're the NASCAR race of Ithaca. You can't get lost. You just keep turning left and you go two times around and you're done.
If somebody has questions on it, Courtney, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can get a hold of me. My phone number is 608-475-3630, and I will gladly answer any questions that you have. Otherwise, if you're in at Richards Insurance, you can let him know that you have some questions, and he does a wonderful job of passing that information on to me. So either the Ithaca School District, Richards Insurance, or myself directly. Any way that I can answer any questions, I would be happy to.
Are you going to sing the national anthem before the race starts then or not?
I will not be.
No?
No.
How about afterwards?
I will not be. I will not be. I am a strong supporter of the national anthem, but that early in the morning, I don't know if my voice would be the right one.
That is a challenge, that's for sure. That is a challenge.
It's, yeah. Yeah, going from the community players into Ithaca Foundation mode. Mm-hmm. It's been a long enough time.
Right. But maybe you'll be back with the players before too long, right?
You know, that was a great experience. I loved every single bit of it. It was so, I made so many friends and it was such a good memory. But I always say things happen in seasons. And right now I have four little kiddos at home. So the season of community players might need to take a little bit of a break. But it was one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Tyson and Cade, in fact, are representing this morning as well here in the
studios.
Yes,
I got half my crew with me today. Cade and Tyson are in here. They love the spinny chairs.
I see that.
Really, really good choice. Great choice of spinny chairs.
No doubt. Well, Courtney, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the challenge.
And thank you so much.
You bet. And let us know if anything needs to be publicized in the meantime.
Yeah, too, we'll do. We'll do.
October 12th, the Bulldog Block Challenge. And hopefully a lot of people will get involved in that or do it virtually as well. And you can find out more at the Ithaca School website.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Thanks for being a part of the morning show today on WRCO Radio and Courtney Urban. Before that, Marilyn Gilligan and George McConkie giving us an update on some community events going on this very weekend. There are a lot of things happening. Of course, the Richland County Fair comes to mind, and we're going to have some reports from the fair beginning on Thursday as they open up officially. And there are a few things, entries can be made as early as today for some of the entries. And I know we'll have more about that coming up on the news as well. As you head to the fair, you want to make sure that you're headed in the right direction, and it would probably be easier if you avoided the construction, which is still going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. So even though the streets are passable, you're encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. That important reminder as we get toward the county fair this weekend. And looking forward to working with Lyrica Marks, who is the coordinator, and looking at the music on Saturday night. And we'll be hearing from some of the young people as well that make it happen. Those involved really a lot of really good 4-H'ers. And they'll be coming by to visit us during our Richland County Fair coverage, which begins on Thursday.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone. I hope the first day of school went well at your place, if you have young ones or grand young ones, and everything went along all right. And maybe you celebrated them going back to school, or maybe you didn't. Maybe there were some tears. Here's Jody Messina as we wrap up the morning show today.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business through. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. But we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost us, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family. And tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss him, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss him, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
She was just 16 and all.
BJ Thomas on The Morning Show from WRCO. Coming up next, the ABC News Update. We're well on our way toward a high of 76 later today. It is 66 degrees.
The House on the Rock Resort in Roll Spring Green has immediate openings for hotel front desk positions. They're hiring for the second shift from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the first shift from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. These seasonal jobs run through December. Join the team and enjoy a rewarding experience in a beautiful setting. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639 extension 1201. Start your new job at the House on the Rock Resort today.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animal Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animal Sale this Saturday at the Richland County